From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Senate has narrowly confirmed Mike Pompeo to be Secretary of State. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It was one of the slimmest margins in recent history for somebody nominated as the nation's top diplomat.
The yeas are 57, the nays are 42.
Since the Carter administration, every Secretary of State nominee had gotten at least 85 yes votes, except one. Rex Tillerson, whom Pompeo will replace. He is expected to guide the administration's foreign policy more to the right while facing a long list of pressing issues, including a decision on the Iran nuclear deal and the president's upcoming summit with North Korea's leader. Pompeo's jumping right in. He is expected at a NATO summit in Europe. Sagar Magani at the White House.
TV dad Bill Cosby has been convicted of drugging and molesting a young woman.
He was known as America's dad and a comedian who broke racial barriers in Hollywood. Now Bill Cosby is known as a convicted sexual predator. The 80-year-old comedian has been found guilty of three charges of drugging and molesting a woman at his home near Philadelphia in 2004. He had claimed the encounter was consensual. His attorneys denounced the accuser as a con artist who was trying to frame Cosby. Cosby is not taking the verdict well. He lashed out at prosecutors in an expletive-laden tirade in the courtroom just after the conviction was announced. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee approved a bipartisan bill that would protect from arbitrary dismissal the special counsel who is currently investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. The measure is backed by 10 Democrats and 4 Republicans and codifies Justice Department regulations that only special counsel can be fired by the Attorney General. This is VOA News.